We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Dvorim Hayoytzim and Achai, Halacha Dalid. In middle of paragraph Mem Aleph, the subparagraph that begins with the words V'alkein. V'alkein yesh kamo dvorim she'odom oise keneged Hashem Yisborach, keneged HaToyro, v'achar kach al yidei ze daiko goymer Hashem Yisborach kirtzoinoi. Based on what we've been saying now, Rav Nosson Zal says, you'll understand why there are cases where a person does something against Hashem, meaning he goes against, he commits a sin or something like that, chas v'shalom, and then through that sin, Hashem ends up making certain things happen. V'af al pikein, ze ho'odom she'oso ha'veiro, Onoish ye onoish koroiloi. And despite the fact that this sin led to Hashem making something happen that Hashem wanted should happen, the person who did the sin will get punished for the sin appropriately. Kemo shemotzinu bekamo dvorim, as we find in many different cases. Kemo paroi, for example, the case of paroi. Shehichbid esliboi keneged Hashem yisborach. He hardened his heart against Hashem. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Paroi, let my people go. And Paroi's response was, no. Vaydeze daiko nisgadel v'nisgade shmo yisborach. And through Paroi's refusing to let them go, this brought about a greater and greater and greater Kiddush Hashem. Each time he refused, Hashem's glory was heightened more and more. Hashem took another shot at Mitzrayim and took another shot at being machnia all 10 levels of the Sitra Achra. Al yidei ha'oisois v'hamoifsim she'osaboy, through the great miracles that Hashem performed against Paroi, against Mitzrayim, ad she'yotzi Yisrael berchush godol, till eventually Klal Yisrael left Egypt with tremendous wealth. Nimtzo, she'hagolus hoya bevadai letoiv al Yisrael. So therefore, the longer Paroi held on to the Jews, the exile and everything was a benefit to Klal Yisrael in the end, because it assured that we went out with a bigger bang, with greater success and everything. V'afal pikein bevada yikabel paroi onshoi koroiloi. And despite that, Paroi will get his due punishment for rebelling against Hashem, for not listening, etc. Ukom shemuv al posuk vegames hagoya asher yavoidu don anoichi v'achreichen yeitzu berchush gadol, as the posuk says in the Chumash, that this nation that enslaved the Yidden, Hashem said, don't worry, I'll judge them. I'll judge them for every minute, for every second, for every drop of suffering. And then the Yidden will go out berchush gadol. V'hagolus toiva gedoyla liYisrael, so that on one hand, the golus was a major benefit to Klal Yisrael. It was a major tikkun. It was a tikkun for the begam of Adam Rishon, like the Arizal explains. Afal pikein, but despite that, v'games hagoya shayavoidu dononoichi. Ki afal pikein magia lahagoy dinoi umishpotoi koroi. Despite the fact that Klal Yisrael went through a cleansing process and a tikkun and everything, the nation that did it, they'll get punished appropriately. V'chein kol hameikim umetzerim liYisrael. And so to all of those who cause any kind of suffering and problems for Klal Yisrael, kemoy homon, etc., shekulam hoyu letoivas Yisrael, all of them ended up benefiting Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that when Achashverosh took off his ring to give it to Haman, that brought a greater hisoiris of tshuva in Klal Yisrael than 48 prophets and everything they had to say. So all of this whole story with Haman Achashverosh was a tremendous benefit to Klal Yisrael in a way. V'af al pikein, achrisom adei oyved. But despite that, Haman and his sons, their end is complete destruction. Amalek. V'chein misnaig Hashem Yisborach tomid. And this is how Hashem conducts himself constantly, v'chein hu b'chol odom. And this applies to every single person. Shafilu mishehu rosho u'bal averos chas v'shalom, afal pikein Einoi oisel Hashem Yisborach klal. A person who's a Rasha and does all kinds of averos, he's not hurting Hashem at all. He's not doing anything to Hashem. Kamei Shekosov, as the famous pasuk says in Iyov, im chotoso matif aloi. If you sinned, what did you do to Hashem? You think Hashem lost anything from it? You think you took any, you think you lowered Hashem in any way? You took away from Hashem's kavod? You took away from Hashem's greatness? Ki Hashem yisporach ma'oid omku machshavoisov. Because Hashem's machshavois are deeper than we can imagine. V'yodea lahafoich hakoil lichvoidoi ritzoinoi. And Hashem knows how to turn everything around for his kavod, for his ratzon, for it to fit into his plan. Ki ato moroim lo'olam Hashem kanal. We have that special pasuk in Tehillim that Hashem is always on top. Hashem always wins. U'kamoi shomu Rabbeinu Zal, and as Rabbeinu Zal says in Chaim Oran, in Simen Kuf Peches, Hashem Yisborach goymer tomid. Hashem always finishes what he wants to. V'omar b'loshin Ashkenaz b'zeh aloshin. Rabbeinu Zal said it in Yiddish in the following words. Got fiert tomid ois. Hashem always carries out what he wants to. V'afal pikein yeshalim Hashem lo'isei horo kerosoi. And despite that, those people who, as part of that plan, did averois, or did things against Klal Yisrael, or did things against Hashem, they will be punished appropriately. V'zehu be'emes niflois tomim deim. And this is something that goes beyond our understanding completely. This is something wondrous, she'efsher lahasig, which we cannot understand, period. Now here again, when Rav Nosson Zal says such a thing, he's doing you an incredible favor. He's saving you thousands of hours of research. There are people who spend thousands of hours trying to understand this, and they don't know that they're burning rubber. They're wasting their time, and they're setting themselves backwards. Instead of advancing in knowledge, this is setting them back. This is harming their emun and other things. Instead of applying their brains where they should be applying it, in terms of finishing Shas, Shulchan Aruch, Zohar, learning all the things you're supposed to, getting all the answers that you can get and that you're supposed to get, there are people struggling to try to resolve things that certain tzaddikim were kind enough to inform us, this is off limits. This is not, this information is not available, period. Paragraph Membeis, V'alkein moyil tshuva al kol ho avoinois sheboilam. And based on what we're learning here, you'll be able to understand why tshuva helps for every possible type of sin in the world. Afal pi she'oso ma she'oso, upoga ma she'pogam, v'kilkel ma she'kilkel. Even though a person did what he did, and he destroyed what he destroyed, and he damaged what he damaged, afal pi kein moyel tshuva al hakoil, despite that, tshuva helps for everything, ve'ein lecha dovor she'oimed b'fnei tshuva, and there is nothing that can stand in the way, that can block tshuva, you know, from being effective. As it says in the Yerushalmi Peah, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph. Now Rav Nosson says, V'lechoyro yef shelohovening in tshuva. But on one hand, there seems to be a problem here. How do we understand this issue of tshuva? Kimeachar shalidei ho'avera machriv u'mekalkel ho'ever v'hamido v'ho'oilam hatluya b'mitzvah zois. If you're telling me that when I do an avera, when a person chas shalom does an avera, he spiritually damages the part of the body that corresponds to that avera, to that mitzvah in the Torah, and he damages certain worlds that are connected to that particular mitzvah avera, you know, etc. So, eich yuchal lachzor ulasakin al yedei hatshuva v'acharoto ma shekilkel. How do you fix, how through your tshuva and through your regret, do you repair the damage that's been done already? V'alkein be'emes shoal ulekulam. And this is why this question was asked to all. V'heishivu, and they all came back with the response, ha'nefesh ha'choitas hitomus. Person who did a sin should die. Kemuva, as it says in Makis Perek Beis, in Yerushalmi Makis Perek Beis Halacha Vov. Aval Hashem Yisborach Chanun V'Rachum Hu. However, Hashem is tremendously kind. Vehiktim tshuva la'olam. And Hashem prepared tshuva before he created the world. Ki hu yisporach yoidea gdulosei v'rememusoi. Ki ein, because Hashem, only Hashem, knows his greatness, his own greatness. Ki ein mi sheyeda mimenu yisporach ki im hu levado yisporach. There is nobody who understands Hashem's greatness completely like Hashem himself. V'al kein hu yodea she'achar kol ha'kilkulim she'mekalkel hodom avinu yisporabim af al pi kein hu goymer ha'koil kirtsoinoi al yedei zedaika. And therefore Hashem knows that after all the damage and destruction that different people have done with their averois, Hashem knows how to put that into the puzzle, how to put that into the plan, into the engine, and still complete everything Hashem wants to do and have everything work out perfectly the way Hashem wants it to and the way Hashem wanted it to. With the averos, lahavdil, it's like you're making a cake and you're putting in different ingredients and you're putting in sugar and baking powder instead, and one of the kids slips in a pair of socks also. And then another kid puts his toy in and it, we know that you put that cake in the oven, we know it's going to come out pretty interesting with the socks and with the toy and with the other stuff. Lahavdil, in the case of Hashem, Hashem is baking, preparing a cake, and Hashem knows what the right ingredients that have to go into that cake are. The right ingredients are mitzvos and ma'asim tovim and everything. And when somebody puts averos, when chas v'shalom lo yaleinu, Rachman son, Yidden generate averos and all kinds of terrible things, and those are also being thrown into the cake. Hashem is so great and so good and so powerful that the cake still comes out to be a perfect cake. You know, the results are perfect, total perfection. Rak afal pikein, magia l'ho'iver, anoshim koshim umorim kefimasov. However, despite that, the person who did the sins deserves tremendous, severe, bitter punishments and everything according to their deeds. Ki heim drochav yisporach she'ef shelovinam, because this is Hashem's handiwork which we cannot understand. V'alkein, so that's, in other words, you know, the person would say, hold on a second, if the cake in the end ends up, why should anybody have to get punished? The answer is, because you did aver, you put your socks in, you did the bad things, you have to get a patch, you have to get this and that. Hashem is big enough that despite everything you did, everything ends up working out perfectly. V'alkein, and therefore, tekef kishoyis hodom tshuva, when a person who did averos, who did terrible things, and they do tshuva, and what's the ikar tshuva? Umachnia es atzmoy lefnei Hashem yisborach. The person humbles himself before Hashem. Umischaret al heover. And they get themselves to feel a real, genuine, sincere regret for the past. Umekabel al atzmoy sheloy la'asoy. And they accept upon themselves that they're going to do everything they possibly can not to repeat those mistakes. Takeif umiyad Hashem yisporach choyim elolov. Hashem immediately has pity on that person. Umamshicholov heoras hatikun milemalo malo. And Hashem draws upon that person a tikun that comes from the highest, highest possible places. Sheshom begovhei maroimim ein shum kilkul klal. Where on that upper floor, on that 12 billionth floor upstairs, over there is no kilkul, there is no ra. Hashem takes a whitewash from a place where there's such a whiteness that there's nothing but white. Rak adarabah, mikol hadvorim eich shehem nasim tikunim gedolim. But on the contrary, as a result of Hashem activating that light, what happens is, from all the averos and mistakes that the person did, they end up being turned into tikunim. V'al kein tzorich ha'odom lefales drochov. Therefore, a Jew has to weigh and measure his ways very carefully. Lishmar atzmoi ma'oid, levli laver chasashom shum dovor k'neged ha'Torah. To try to do everything he possibly can, not to go against the Torah chas v'shalom in any way, not to do any kind of sin, b'machshovo, b'dibur, b'maisa, b'shoige, but nothing. Ki af al pi she'ech she'yisnahig, af al pi ken yigmar Hashem yisbar tohent k'retzoinoi, kanal, because even though it's true that no matter what you do, Hashem is still going to make everything work. Everything is still going to work out perfectly okay, even though that's the case, afal pikein yekabel onshoy hakosho v'hamarach moralson k'fimaskonam. The person who does the bad things is still going to get whacked and clobbered and smashed to fit whatever bad things they did. Therefore, make sure you do everything in the world you can not to do any sins, not to do any ra. Aval im chas v'sholom kvar hisgabra lov hayetzahara. But if a person chas v'sholom, if we're after the fact, if we're talking to a person whose yetzahara already defeated him a few times, v'hi piloi berishtoi, and the yetzahara caught him in his web, in his trap, v'nichshal b'mashe nichshal, and the person messed up, whatever he messed up, b'shoigeg oy b'meizid, afilu im ovar mashe ovar, even if the person went at chas v'sholom and did major sins, afilu im hirba lifshoya ma'oid, even if he did many pshoim, pshoim means sins that are done spitefully against Hashem, afilu im chas v'sholom ovar al kol ha'Torah kulo elef ponim rachmono litzlan, even if a person violated the entire Torah 1,000 times, afal pikein ein shum yush ba'olam klal, there's no such thing as giving up on that person. There's no such thing as writing off a person. Kimavur etzleinu kam upon him, as is explained in our Sforim many times. Ukamoisha omru rabbi seinu zechon avrochen, as our rabbis teach us, ein lecho dovor she'oimei b'fnei atshuva. There is nothing, there isn't enough evil in the world to stand in the way of tshuva, to stand up to tshuva. Because after the person already did Averos, after he messed up already, he has to think only positive. He's not allowed to be thinking negative. He's not allowed to be dwelling on the damage that he did, and can't do that. Stay away from that. He's got to only be mitchazek lehisoira b'tshuva, ve'yismoich al chazdei Hashem yisborach, and rely on Hashem's great kindness, sheyuchal lehoir olav hatikun mibechina sahanhogo shel malo malo, that Hashem has the ability to draw upon me a light, a tikun, from the highest places, from the highest levels of chesed, sheshom mishapech hakoy letoivo, where there everything can be turned around for the good. The worst averus, the worst sins, the worst damage can be turned around for the good. Kanal. V'alkein hu avoinois nishapchen lizchuyois al yedei atshuva. Now we can understand why the Gemara at the end of Yuma Daf Peivov, says an unbelievable thing. That there's a certain type of tshuva that a person can do where their sins get converted into mitzvahs. A minus, a negative balance becomes, doesn't get wiped out, doesn't become zero, becomes a positive balance. A guy owes $1 million and suddenly they don't wipe out his debt, they reverse the sign. Instead of a minus, they turn it into a plus. He has a positive balance of $1 million in his account. Ki hakoil al yedei habechin anal. It's all based on what we're explaining here. But a Jew is not allowed to rely on this, meaning he's not allowed to use this as a heter, chas v'shalom, to go do averus, because he knows Hashem is very kind, and because he knows there's a type of tshuva that can even, you know, turn averus into mitzvahs. That cannot be any license whatsoever to allow a person to go ahead and do any bad thing. Ki ho'omer echtov oshuv, echtov oshuv, ein maspikin biyotoy lasis tshuva. Because the Gemara over there in Yuma makes a statement that a person who says, I'll do averus and I'll do tshuva, I'll do averus and I'll do tshuva, then from heaven they won't give him the opportunity to do tshuva. Vezehu ein maspikin biyotoy daika. Rav Nosson says, now look at the wording that the Gemara uses. Ein maspikin biyodoi. Ki bevadai gam ho'oimer echtov oshuv im afal pikein oise tshuva acharkach bevadai moyeloi tshuva. Because even this person who said, I'll do averus and I'll do tshuva afterwards, this guy's a real dirty rat. This guy's a real chutzpinyak. This guy deserves a real punch in the face and a real smash. You know, the thunderbolt should take him out. But even this person, Rav Nosson says, we know for sure that if a person did that, and then he changed his mind, then he realizes, what am I, crazy? I really lost it. I want to do tshuva, and he really, really means it. Rav Nosson says, then that person's tshuva will definitely help. Will definitely help. Ki ein l'cho dover shemem tshuva. Because like we said before, the Gemara says, nothing can stand in the way of real sincere tshuva. Rak she'ein maspikim biyodoy lasis tshuva. It's just that Hashem won't help him do tshuva. Notice there are cases where Hashem helps the person do tshuva, and there are cases where a person crosses a certain line where Hashem says, I've had it. Now again, some people, they hear Hashem say, I've had it, they say, okay, then there's nothing I can do anymore. Like Acher, that was the mistake that Acher made. Acher heard an announcement from Shamayim that said, everybody can do tshuva except Acher. Acher said, that's it, I'm out. Acher didn't know that he wasn't out. That was Hashem saying, everybody, I'll help do tshuva except Acher. You are not going to help at all. You are not going to help at all. Now it's up to you. If despite the fact you said Hashem's not going to help me, okay, then I'll just have to do it myself. The Gemara tells stories like that. The famous story in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, of Rabbi Elozer ben Dordaya. The Gemara says there was a person who was the worst person in the world in Pegam HaBris. He went to every single illicit woman, wherever there was such a thing. And then the Gemara said he heard about a certain woman where he had to cross 7 bodies of water and had to pay an exorbitant price. Ready? He went and he was about to finish, he was about to do the sin, and she made a sarcastic remark at him. And the Gemara says, coming from her, she made a sarcastic remark at him that just like the breath that leaves my mouth, once it leaves, it's gone. You could never go back to your people. And the fact that she said such a thing hit him between the eyes and hit him in the heart in such a way, he got dressed and he walked out. And he didn't complete the sin. And the Gemara says he went into the forest, and what did he do? He did the most rational thing. He started searching for help. He started reaching out to see who's going to help me do tshuva. And he called out to the mountains, and he called out, and Hashem made a miracle that a baskoil came out representing each one of these things, saying, you, we're not going to help. Not going to help you at all. But this Rabbi Elozer ben Dordaya was no fool. When after he went through that whole list, he said, then I guess it's only up to me. If I've tried to reach out to get all of them to help, and I've been such a bad boy that Hashem's instructions to all of them are not to help me, that doesn't mean it's over. It's not over. It means just it's a little harder because nobody's allowed to help me. I have to do it myself. The Gemara says he put his head between his legs and he cried and cried and cried until his neshama left him. Such a deep regret, such a deep regret. And the Gemara says a baskoil came out and said, Ashrecho Rebbe Elozer ben Dordaya, that you're entering into Gan Eden now. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi was in the middle of giving a shir to his Talmidim at the time. He closed the sefer I think it says he cried when he heard this. And he said, wow, you know, like he couldn't believe his ears. Couldn't believe his ears. He said, yesh koina ilamoy b'sha'achas. Here's a person who lived years of sin, and in 1 hour, one round of tshuva, was able not just to get Olam Haba, but that they called him Rabbi. They announced in Shemayim Ashrecha, Rebbe Elozer ben Dordaya. So this is what Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here. Rak Shein Maspik Miyotu Las Tshuva. They won't help him. He won't get any support in doing tshuva. Ki Me'achar She'omar Ech Devoshev. Because once this character went ahead and said, I'm going to do sins because I can fix it afterwards. Nimtzo she'somach atzmoy lechatchilo al b'chinas ha'anhogo shelamalo levad. So this person was relying totally on Hashem. Like he was putting the ball in Hashem's hair. Like, I'm going to mess up and Hashem will do whatever has to be done to fix it. Shemishom tikkunat shulchanal. In other words, Hashem will draw the light from that highest place to fix my sin. V'al kein onshoy mido keneged mido. And therefore his punishment is a perfect fit to his crime. She'ein maspikim v'yodei. You said you're going to mess up and Hashem will clean it up. Hashem says, guess what? I ain't cleaning up nothing. I ain't cleaning it up. Ein maspikim v'yodei. Ve'ein mesayin lo yimelamala lasas tshuva. He does not get the type of help and the type of support that Hashem would usually give to a Baal Tshuva who wants to do Tshuva. Aval im bi'atzmoy yizgaber es atzmoy lasis Tshuva. But if this person is smart enough and lucky enough and breslev enough to say, okay, Hashem isn't going to help, I'll just have to do it myself. Then bevadai yoyeloi, his tshuva will definitely help him. Rak shekosheloi loshev, just that it's very difficult to do tshuva in that case. Me'achar she'ein mesayin loy kol kach milamala, since they're not helping him that much. Rav Nosson Zal sneaks in those two words, kol kach. He could have left out those words, kol kach. He would have said, they're not helping him from above. He doesn't say that. He says, since they're not helping him that much from above. Meaning, Hashem is so good, Hashem usually can't help himself. Just like a parent. Any true, sincere parent. When a child is bad, and very bad, and worse than that, which parent can say, drop dead, can say to that child, he's out, finished, you know, cutting him off, cutting him out of all, and you know, a true, true parent, you know, who has true, true Rachmanis, will turn their back, they'll do everything, but they can't shut off their heart, they can't say, I'm not gonna help at all. They'll hide it, they'll try to hide it very well, they'll do everything they can. But there's that chesed, there's that infinite chesed, there's that bond, that eternal bond that's there that can never, ever be extinguished. Ki be'emes gam ikar tikkun ha'tshuva hu al yedei yisarusa delesata. Because the truth is that the main tikkun of tshuva is dependent on the initiative from below. Af al pi she'yev sheloi lesakan achid, even though a human being can't correct the sin that they did completely, kim al yedei b'chinas ha'anhogo shel mala mala, without Hashem turning on some switch on the 3 billionth floor, like we said before, way, way, way up above, and drawing a light from the highest places, af al pi kein eino yizoich lezeh, kim al yedei tshuva b'tfila v'tachnunim. Despite, still, Hashem will not do that. Hashem will not do his part, his piece, without you making a first move of tefillah, tachnunim, tshuva, shehem b'chinas isarus delesata. That's the initiative from below that has to take place. So again, even though Hashem is the one who has to fix up certain things that you can't do, but Hashem isn't going to do his part unless you show some initiative. Adarabba, just the opposite. Habal tshuva tzorech lehizgaber beuvdois betoiro utfilo masim toiv miyoser veyoser. So that it's just the opposite. The bal tshuva, the person who wants to do tshuva, has to add, has to increase their Torah and their tefillah and mitzvahs and maaseh, more tzedakah, more everything. Because there's, it's necessary to have major isarusa de lesato in order for Hashem to do his peace, in order for Hashem to be willing to turn on that faucet, you know, from those upper floors. This is what all the Sfarim write, that a person who decides to do tshuva has to take upon himself additional things, not just the standard obligations of the Torah, kegoin tainus, for example, fasts, oila harbois betalmud Torah, or to accept upon himself more Torah than the standard amount of learning that people do, utztaka, and again in tztaka, more than the standard amount, more than meiser, more than to do even more than that, umaisim toivim, and extraordinary good deeds, kemuva besforim, as is brought in the Sforim Akdoshim and in Medrash Rabbah Vayikra. Perek Chof Hey, paragraph Aleph in Medrash Rabbah Vayikra, where it says there, im hayorog lilmoy daf echod yilmoy shnei dapim, that if a person was, his standard was to learn one daf of Gemara day, then once he realizes that he did Aveira, he did certain bad things, and now he wants to be Chozer B'tshuva, he's got to double his learning. Ki me'achar shepogam b'avaynoisov, upogam b'bechina se sarusa de lesato, al kein tzorechato lehizgaber b'sarusa de lesato yoyser ve'yoyser, kidei sheyizk laham shechol v'sarusa de leila mimokam gavoye velyen yoyser, because once this person messed up with his Averois, and he messed up the part that he was supposed to be contributing got messed up, now in order to correct it, what he used to do isn't enough. He's got to double and triple what he's contributing to the whole operation in order to get Hashem to turn on that faucet, you know, from those highest places, that will correct, that'll fix everything, all the damage that he's done, and that has the ability even to reverse the signs, to turn his averois into zchuyos. Ki kol ma she'sarusa delesato behizgabrus godol ubigdush gedol yoser, because the more initiative that a Jew shows down below here, the more a person shows a willingness that he wants to be good, he wants to correct, he wants to fix. K'moy kein zoyche lahamshich isarusa de le'ela mi'imokam gavoye velyan yoyser. That brings about a response by Hashem, that Hashem draws on a higher source of rachmonis, of chesed, in order to turn everything around, in order to fix everything the person did, not just bring it to zero, but make positives out of it. V'alkein tzorech habal tshuva lekadesh atzmoy bebechinas isarusa delesata beyoyser kedei shiyam shechol isarusa deleila mimokam govoya yoyser shesham estakna kol. And it's for this reason that all the Sforim tell us that a bal tshuva, it's not enough for him to be religious regular. He's got to want to be more religious than the regular people, to do the mitzvah much better, with much more enthusiasm, with much than regular religious Jews, in order to get Hashem to turn on those highest level faucets of the highest level rachmanis, in order to correct his past completely.